As the South African economy emerged from recession officially, posting growth of 0.8% GDP this past week, President Cyril Ramaphosa set the cat amongst the pigeons when it comes to those watching the economy once again, saying yesterday in Parliament that the South African Reserve Bank should be owned by the people, as he renewed the ANC's promise to nationalize the central bank. Speaking during his parliamentary Q&A session yesterday, the president said nationalizing central banks is nothing new, and essentially similar steps have been taken by a number of other countries around the world. Despite Ramaphosa's assurances, though, the rand trading weaker on the announcement, and it was priced at 14.33 to the greenback, the US dollar, in late trade yesterday afternoon. Joining us now live on the line, Andre Siliers, director at Treasury One. And Andre, I mean, to say that the market was spooked by this announcement is a bit of an understatement.
Well, not really. I want to disagree. I think that the weakening of the rand since yesterday to this morning has got actually a very small percentage to do with what Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa said regarding the central bank, and has got more to do with what the European Central Bank said. The European Central Bank came out yesterday and they revised their growth figures for the European economy sharply down. They also came out and said that they will continue and add liquidity into the banking sector by supplying cheap loans to the banks, and that's to get their economy going. So they have pushed out any rate increase in Europe by at least another year, and increased their quantitative easing program. And that had sparked a move in the euro to move from the 1.13 levels, it went as low as 1.1175. Now, if you put that move as a percentage, and that strengthening of the dollar, weakening of the euro, and you apply that weakening to where the rand traded before Mr. Ramaphosa spoke, then you get to a level of around 14.52 against the rand. So very little of what Mr. Ramaphosa said about the nationalization of the central bank has actually sparked this downward move of the rand.
And well, certainly. I mean, there are external factors besides the decision by the European Central Bank that you alluded to. We've got the US-China trade deal. There's, of course, Brexit uncertainty as well. And essentially, there's also depressed demand for our minerals as we proceed into this year and try and post better growth than 0.8%. But, Andre, it's certainly an argument that is not going to do us any favors. I mean, the argument from ANC quarters is that Chapter 9 institutions receive government funding and are by extension answerable to the government, Public Protector being a fine example of just that. So what's the big deal here? I mean, why is this such a controversial discussion, nationalizing the South African Reserve Bank?
Well, nationalizing the Reserve Bank is simply saying that we're getting rid of external shareholders and making the South African government the only shareholder. Now, that is not a phenomenon anywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, in most countries, the central bank belongs 100% to the government. And it doesn't really change anything. What will change it is the influence that the central government can or can not exercise over the decision-making powers and monetary policy per se. Now, there Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa came out very clearly and said they want to retain the independence of the central bank and their decision-making and the management of monetary policy. So they're not moving away from the stance of the independence of the central bank. They're moving away from the stance of who owns the central bank. And there's a very big distinction between these two.
Oh, indeed. And I suppose the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, Andre. And I mean, if this nationalization, this quasi-nationalization goes ahead and the South African Reserve Bank remains completely and utterly independent, then I suppose it'll be a much ado about nothing discussion. Just turning to some other countries, I mean, the likes of Belgium, Greece, Japan, Switzerland, and Turkey are among us those that have private shareholding within our central bank. So, I mean, this is something that around the globe, South Africa could be seen as going against the grain.
It could be seen as going against the grain, but I want to really reiterate that it is more of the norm for the central bank not to have external shareholders than it is the norm for the central bank to have. And the crucial point here is the independence of the Reserve Bank. And as you said, the proof will lie in the pudding of the pie as to see whether they are remaining independent.
Andre
Siliers, the opinion that they will remain independent.
Well, we wait with bated breath to see if that's exactly the case. Director of Treasury One, Andre Siliers, chatting to us about the South African currency, the rand, not having a great week. And, of course, also discussions in Parliament yesterday by President Cyril Ramaphosa around the nationalization of the South African Reserve Bank.